Welcome to another episode of Digital Beer. We're going to be talking about paperless today. What is paperless? What's it good for? And what should brokers be doing? So once again, I'm joined by Jeff Roy, Steve Earle, and Adam Mitchell. So guys, paperless. What the heck is paperless? Maybe Adam, you want to tell what is paperless? Tell me what that is.
The lack of paper? This feels like a bear trap. What is paperless?
When the IBAO is having a conversation with Intact about paperless, what are they actually talking about?
So that very sort of timely discussion is happening right now is Intact has decided for their business reasons that they're going to turn off the mail delivery of deck pages to the consumers. So the consumer will receive a piece of mail, ironically, saying, hey, there's nothing else in this envelope. If you want what used to be in this envelope, you can go on to our contact center app and get it, or you can talk to your broker, and here's a phone number and email.
We'll get into that one in a second. So let me just ask you guys a question. You may, like, I don't think the answer is available per se, so I'll just get your sort of sense of it. What percentage of brokers would you say have a solution today that allows their customer to connect digitally to them? So it's, whether it's True Mobile or CSR24 or something they've built themselves or whatever, what percentage, and this, I guess,
does email count as a solution?
No.
So if you take that out of there, I'll throw a dart in the board and say 10%.
10%.
Like, I was going to say 10, maybe 15 tops, with another 20 right now or 30 trying really hard to get there fast. But yeah. Tom, you never asked me what paperless was.
Okay.
And I wrote something down.
Well, then
on what?
Please share it with us, Steve.
On paper.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Is that
a understands it?
Paperless.
Is that a prescription for your anti-psychotic meds?
Paperless is normal operating procedure 10 years ago for most businesses outside of insurance. That's what paperless is.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That's why if you want paper, like, I know with my bank account, if I actually wanted paper from them, I'd have to pay them $5 a month for it.
And it's been that way for some time now.
Yeah.
So, when's the
last time you went to your mailbox? Does everyone else have a centralized mailbox that you just never go to?
Never go to?
I go to my mailbox to take all the flyers for pizza delivery places and dump them in the garbage. That's
all the fire that. Starters.
Yeah, exactly.
I think go ahead, Steve.
The thing is, like, when I go back to our experience at Cheap, we struggled to create a paperless experience. We were paperless, but the insurers, back to that whole analog back shop, we couldn't get them to really support us technologically to be paperless.
Yeah.
And now they've leapfrogged us and said, holy crap, we need to get rid of paper. All you brokers need to get paperless. It's like, we've been paperless and you haven't been supportive of that for a long time.
Well,
like,
and now
paperless. How long did it take us to get an e-doc of the customer copy? That just started happening. Like, it's still not happening with some insurers.
Yeah. So I guess that kind of presupposes my question, because I'm interested in knowing from your perspective, what do you think consumers are going to think about this? Like, when they now have the option to get paperless delivery of their documentation?
Well, I think there's a few things tangling this issue that don't make it an easy issue, because I don't know that you can ask that one question. You can maybe if you're with one insurance company and that all your products for your home, your auto, your boat, your cottage, whatever, and they turn it off and you have another nice process. But if you have any spread between a couple insurance companies, then what's also tangled inside this discussion is how are you going to receive it? So currently, Intact offered up an app and they've put in their financial papers. They want a digital relationship with the clients, and you have brokers and Intact sort of tangling over who gets to have that dominant digital relationship with the clients. But what if somebody has their auto insurance with Intact and their home insurance with Aviva and, you know, a cottage with Gore? Are you going to have three separate apps on your phone.
But a couple of challenges too. Like I was going to pipe in about the IBO did a survey of the brokers. I think 170 responded. One of the first things is how many emails do you have? Because you need to have an email to be able to have a digital solution to do this. 80% or 35% of brokers had 80% or more. 44%.
Say that again, Jeff. 35% of brokers had what?
35% of brokers had 80% or more of their clients' email.
And presumably the other 65 had less than 80%.
44% of brokers had 50 to 79% of their clients' emails. And then you start going down the trail. So the bottom line is, if you don't have a client's email, and there's some people that don't use email, there's some lot, I'd say there are not a lot of people, but there's a certain percentage that don't have them, but you have a baseline, you have to have the email. So a lot of brokers and the insurance companies don't have the email. So how can you go paperless if you don't have an email? Because you need an email to set up for Client Center, the broker portal, or the mobile app.
Ultimately, I think I'm hearing paperless is a good thing, and I think I'm hearing the implementation is less than ideal. So you guys want to jump in and add on top of that?
So I'll go the parsing it out a little bit. So turning off the paper, as in not printing onto paper. Cool. Thumbs up. Now on what are the other options? Like I'd really wish or love if all companies that turned off paper would allow us to access API and be printing docs, serving docs, you know, customizing some of this stuff. And so far there's limited solutions. So once we turn off the paper, the replacement is limited and a little clunky, and there's some problems with it, including the marketing and who is getting the brand affinity here.
I actually personally went through a process, a year ago or 2 years ago, made a few changes to my policy, and broker got confused a little bit, or you know, I probably said the wrong thing. Anyway, in order to make the one change I wanted, we ended up making 5 changes to my policy. I got 5 packages of decks from my carrier, whose name I won't mention, Aviva. But I literally got 5 packages in the mail with 25 pages each because of this, you know, multiple changes I got made. And I'm looking at it going like, what the hell? This is,
and so you got to figure at least $5 per stack that you got there, right? So yeah. $25 that was wasted. And I mean, so from your perspective, what's your estimate? If we were to find all the insurance companies together that are mailing this stuff and brokers that are mailing this stuff, how much money do you think is being spent on printing, paper, mail, and postage?
Well, I know that Aviva a few years back looked at their printing cost and what, you know, could the potential for savings would be. So, and it was hundreds of thousands of dollars. And I'm honestly not sure if that included the postage or if it was just the cost of the printing and the paper and so on. So I'm not entirely sure what went through it. I'm sure, I don't believe it was all the cost. But let's say, for the sake of argument, that Aviva was $500,000, and Aviva represents, 8 or 10% of the market, something like that. Let's call it 10% to make the numbers easy. So it's at least $5 million a year. And that's just from the carrier side. And then there's brokers who then distribute some of that stuff as well, right? So yeah, you're looking at ballpark $5 to $10 million a year that is being spent. Not to mention,
I think that number is light. It just feels like it's not nearly enough for all the insurance companies and papers being sent. Oh, yeah. Steve's gone Blair Witch. Where are you headed, buddy? Oh, there you go. Look at those. Those are $50 envelopes. Those are the fancy ones.
This is today. Like multiples from the same insurers today.
Wow.
Today. This is just today. There's Travelers, Aviva, Travelers. This is just today. I do not need. No, I'm just.
That's the shredding process.
Like, look, how many? Why do you even need to send them separately? Right? One day. Wow. Each one has a stamp. Like, that's today.
So how should this get branded? You know, you're a broker dealing with multiple carriers. Let's say they've all gone digital. How should this actually get branded? And I know I'm speaking to one side of the equation here. I'm pretty sure I know what the answer is going to be, but tell me what you think, how it should be branded and why.
Well, so let's say a renewal letter goes out and there's an email that triggers it, for instance, because Applied System right now can't do push technology on their solution. So I can't push a message. So I had to send an email or a text, and it would say, it would come from Excalibur, be branded, but it would reference the insurance company. You know, your renewal with Intact Insurance is enclosed. You know, please go to the portal and download it, or go to the mobile app, look at your documents. And, you know, your auto ID card is automatically in your mobile app. If you have it, your auto ID card is in your portal. You have to move it over into your wallet or email yourself as an example. So that walking through that example, you know, it would be Excalibur branding on it, wrapped around it. It would be our device, but the company would be in there if you had the broker solution. The company solution, your name is on there. Intact has made their app where the broker is prominently displayed at that point. But that the big point is the data, the exhaust fumes. If I email the client, I know if they've opened it or not. I know if they're engaged. I have the data to look at that stuff. If somebody else is doing that experiment, I've got none of that touch point. So I can't look at my client, somehow engage my client and see that they're at risk of turning, that kind of stuff. So I feel in terms of branding, and I don't know if that's totally the right thing, but we want to make sure. I suggest brokers should control the experience. And it should be your world, not the company's world. But there's business cases where you can't do it. You've chosen not to do the heavy lifting. It's not part of your business model. Then by all means, use the company model. But you're giving up the data. And we're going to find out in the next 5 years, data is going to be worth a natural resource in our business. So you're giving that up. So,
okay, so
95% of these decisions, like we've seen notices come out from insurers all through COVID, like, fast and furious. This is what we're doing. This is what we're doing. And whether it's with paperless, COVID relief, the way they're doing things with their system, brokers are finding out 9 times out of 10 or even 99 times out of 100 after the fact. The geniuses at the insurance companies who are coming up with these ways to do things rarely say, well, how's this going to affect the broker? How does this affect their workflows? What do the brokers think about this before we send out this memo? That those things, they're just doing what's in their own, you know, well, our technology, we have to do it this way. It's ridiculous, the inconsistency and inefficiency and lack of input that we get towards things that are fundamental. The affecting our business.
Yeah, they back to the same thing. They assume, right? Like they're looking at the client, the customer experience. They don't give a shit about the broker customer experience. So they need to start including us early and often, as opposed to like when I'll never forget when portals came out. Here's a great portal, Jeff. You'll love it. And you just dumped 20% of the work on me, gave me more work so I can get my paper faster, and you had no involvement from my team on it. Gee, where can I sign up? Like, that's the problem. Like, we need to, I hear the word partnership, and they use partnership, but a lot of times it's BS. Let's actually, if we're partners, we'd actually sit down together and discuss this and work through it. There'd be focus groups of actually digital brokers, you know, not brokers that will say yes to everything that don't understand. And like the wrong people get asked. If I want to get an answer, I can ask the wrong people and get the answer I want to have. And, you know, the communication has been very poor, or it needs to be a lot better in a lot of areas. So I think if insurance companies can work on improving their communication, their messaging, and loop brokers in, again, that's what IBO is trying to do. Let's loop everybody in before the ship has sailed. I heard from a lot of people that ship for paperless has sailed already. That's already long gone. I think that's a bunch of BS. The ship's in the harbor and you have a decision. Do you want to go to Data Island, where you control the experience, or you want to go to Free Lunch Bay, where, you know, basically the company has it all? Which way do you want to go? And I feel that brokers haven't been given adequate time to do it. But on the other hand, brokers can't stall for 4 years and delay the companies. Companies are having bad results this year. The industry's not doing well. They need to shave cost off it. And we have to be sympathetic of that. So just some points that I feel strongly about.
So my question to you guys is, so what should brokers be doing today? They've got Intact coming out with their paperless. They've got, you know, a whole spectrum of carrier behavior in this space. What should a broker be doing right now about this? And what, and on top of that, what should they be doing maybe a month from now? So how do they react immediately? And then when they've had a bit more time to react, what should they be doing?
It depends on your choice. Jeff said, do you want to be on the boat or on the island? So if you want to be on the paperless boat, you need to be coming up with a plan on how to deploy your own paperless solution across all your insurers as consistently as possible. For example, another thing that we do is we never put the email address in anybody's portal. We never put the phone number in anybody's portal. It's a mailing address only because we want to own that level of communication. So Jeff and I disagree on the negative option piece, and you might get to that, but we're going to proceed with, you know what, we're going paper. We'll have a good message around it about saving trees and so on, but we're going to let consumers choose to get paper back versus choose to go paperless. Because I think that's the faster way to do it. But it's still about choice. So decide who you want to be. Are you going to let the insurers do it for you? Which is, there's nothing wrong with that if that's your business model. But if you really care about your brand and owning the experience and everything that comes with it and not having your suppliers erode your relationship with your customer, then you need to own it yourself and come up with, it's going to be duct tape and Band-Aids and spit and gum on a system until there's some consistency.
Yeah. So that's great, Steve. Maybe Adam, I'll get you to talk about, so a month from now, the dust is settling a little bit. Let's say you've chosen to either adopt your own system or not, depending on your strategy, as Steve mentioned. A month from now, what do you think brokers should be thinking about?
I think brokers only have one of two paths to go down. Either they go down the left side and the carriers are driving the bus. They're going to choose where it goes, what the experience looks like, which window to talk through and all that. Or we go down the right side and you as a brokerage is going to decide you're going to control the branding, the experience, the cross-sell, the upsell, the everything. And if you're going down the left side and the carrier controls it, you probably don't have to do a whole lot. At least the early indicators on this is they're going to take it. They're going to decide on a path. It's going to be compliant and off it goes. It's a much easier, lazier, less expensive approach. If you're going down the right side of the broker controlled experience and that means something to you and you think it's a strategic advantage to control the experience and retention, acquisition, all that, then it's how far do you want to go down that path? You know, the farthest you can go down that path is your own custom development and controlling everything back. And can you handle that on the very early set of that path is one of those six vendors that have already built solutions we talked about. And you pay the check, you follow their onboarding and off you go piecemealing together with the insurance companies. But if brokers go down the right path, the right side path saying, you know, branding and the experience to the customer, it matters to me. Like I don't outsource my phone calls to the insurance company. So I'm going to put it down this lane if I answer it with my greeting and my service standard. Then I think you got to have the discussion with some of the insurance companies, or at least we sort of have it in the industry of, dear insurance companies, do you want to fight over this or do you want to collaborate on this? Because we all agree the paper should probably go. It's probably going to go. There's probably not going to be any paper 5 years from now. So we're on this journey. And if you'd like to collaborate on this, there's going to be some people that would like your solution and it has their logo or piece. And there's going to be other people that desperately are begging you to please release the APIs so we can go to the full suite of services. But that's the standoff between brokers and insurance companies in my eyes right now is like, are we going to fight about this? Or are we going to work together on this? Because we both want the same thing. And if we can collaborate, that's what I'm asking for. My two cents.
So, sort of interest. What do you think? If you think of all the brokers in the country, or all the brokers that are relevant to this conversation, what percentage of brokers do you think are you know, a year from now will have taken the left path versus the right path? And the reason I ask that question is because if most brokers are going to take the left path and just take whatever companies will give them, there is actually very little incentive for the carriers to invest in any technology, because it's easier for a carrier to build an intact client center than it is for them to build something that is, you know, distributed
ready,
parties and so on, right? So
yeah, I'm saying 20% will take the insurance company solution and just pass it on. And over a 2 year period, 80% of the brokers will grab something off the shelf, email their solution, build their own solution.
I would say I wouldn't go as high as 80%. I might go in the 60 to 80%. will try to own it themselves with some sort of technology or offering of paperless themselves as a broker. But I would say the incentive to insurers to make sure that we can do that, is that those that aren't, the ones that are taking the path to EasyTown, letting the insurers own that, I think that there's probably a profile of that broker. And the profile of that broker is they're probably on their way to selling at some point and aren't willing to make the investment. So those are brokers that are probably under threat to you losing your relationship with them anyway.
And then a key point too is we want to make sure the broker solution is as good as any company solution. You know, we want to make sure the functionality in the broker can match what the company does. That doesn't exist right now between the Intact solution and the broker solution. And that's a pain point with us brokers. We want to be able to offer. Now, we may not be able to offer my driving discount, but we should be able to connect into the client center for claims through our app. Truthfully, it does have a connection, but you still need multiple passwords. So I want to point out, I'd like to see companies build solutions equal, so they're similar if they have their own solution, and that way you're not at a disadvantage. You can provide the same experience.
What do you guys think the end game here is? And I'll give you the option of having two end games. So let's say end game one is the left path that Adam coined earlier, that we end up as an industry, we do not succeed in having sort of a consistent approach, and we end up with a hodgepodge of things, and we have, you know, Intact out there with five fast followers doing their own thing. So what does that game look like for brokers 5 years down the road? And then alternatively, we do get our crap together as an industry and we do come up with a solution that, you know, whether that means brokers buying Pathway or CSR24 or what have you en masse, regardless of what the solution is, but there is a solution that means that brokers are controlling that experience.
Connectivity, when we talk about whether it's data exchange, broker flow, all these things, basically consistencies in our life as brokers are the one thing I believe that is holding us back from retaking gobs of market share away from direct writers. If we were to be as efficient as they are or close to it, but yet offer choice at the same time, which is our biggest advantage, we would crush them. The thing that's holding us back is the legacy systems, the everybody doing their own thing and creating chaos in our back shops that we can't really get our shit together to offer a consistent experience to our customers. So, yeah, I really think that 5 years from now, if it's still a mess and nobody can agree and insurers are saying, well, you guys can't agree on what to do and our systems can't do this and data exchange is just a pipe dream and this and that, we'll still be here and we'll still be just clamoring for market share against the directs and probably losing a little bit at the time. But if we fix that ability, we will gain it back really fast because we have what they don't, and that's choice. We just need to be as quick and nimble as they are.
Awesome. Awesome. Great. Jeff, your take.
Yeah. The people that have their own solution and control all their data will be the ones that will win the long term. I think I've heard the Lemonade guy say that, you know, bots will replace agents or brokers. I don't believe brokers that use AI will replace those who don't. So we have to make sure we get our data tight enough. We have to look after that. That means owning our own solution, which is mobile app, our marketing journey, the client journey, all those data points, owning it, using that, and making decisions on it. If you use a hodgepodge of company solutions, it's a complete train wreck. You're inefficient. There's going to be mistakes. Good luck trying to move a client from an Intact client center to an Aviva, whatever it's called, to the Gore. Back to Adam's point, if you're all over the place, there's no way you can offer the broker value proposition properly because you just don't know everything that's going on. There's touch points that you have no control of. There's touch points that you don't know what's going on. And that data isn't shared both directions. So it's a suicide mission and there's not a long lifespan for you as a broker agent if you don't control that solution longer term. Short term, you get away with it, right? It's like steroids works really well in the short term to make your body look good, but it burns out your liver and the rest of your body long term, right? So it's the hard work. It's doing the looking after yourself. It's building this stuff properly from the ground up. If the companies control all the experiences, what is the next step they're going to do? They're going to start dropping commission because they're going to say, hey, we're doing all this work for you and we're controlling all the data and we're selling the data, making money off it, and we're using it for our competitive advantage. We're going to cut your commission down. So not only have you lost the experience, you're getting less money than you did before. So our data is a big natural resource under our feet for brokers and agents. We're just not we're not able to monetize it at this point. That's going to change in the next 1, 2, 3 years where we can start making money off our data, and we're not going to be data muled like we're getting data muled right now. So
my prediction is a bit that these are some toiling away interim pieces, and that we will land on this connectivity piece where somebody like Applied, who just took a whack of Google money and put a tech person at the helm of this development, is going to build an interface so far superior to these little apps and things we're talking about now, where it's just one insurance company, no choice, no perspective, no comparison, right? It's like playing a golf game with just one club. You're 8 strokes around, it's the right club. The rest of them, you would like to have some choice as to what you're going to use. And so you're going to have something that comes out of Applied on a modern tech stack that's connected in APIs that will give you whatever that broker offers, whether it be choice of market or, you know, direct chat through or other pieces. So that's my bold prediction. We're at a very little point in time, and this app will only be relevant for, I don't know, 3 years max.
Okay. All right. Good to know. Lots of conversation around brand ownership of data. Who owns the customer experience, where we're going. So thank you, Adam, Steve, and Jeff. Appreciate your time on this episode, and hope you've enjoyed it.